This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. Sorry, I got to fix my hair on this. You know, I really believe you guys can see my hair. That's why I think it is important. I do wear makeup, and I do my hair for the radio show because I really feel like you guys can see me. You know, I used to do my show, like, when I was post-op after my surgery. I was in, you know, pajamas. This was the first surgery, not the recent surgery I had. I dressed up and I did Facebook Live and I did it at home and it was a mess, but at least you guys could see me. But after my first surgery, I was in pajamas and all that, and there was a program director saying, "Is she home? Is she just something doesn't sound right?" Yeah, I had no makeup on and I was in my pajamas. So now I do dress up because I think you guys could tell that I do wear a bra. Because trust me, people could totally tell and hear the banging against the microphone every time, you know, the movies would hit that. So yeah, I have a bra, so I completely don't hit the microphone. The next thing I want to talk about is why your pillows are turning yellow. I don't care if you have a My Pillow or not. A lot of you guys, your pillows turn yellow. You have a pillowcase on it, right? The pillowcase, when you change out the pillowcase, you look at the pillow, and it's yellow. Now, you know, when I saw our pillow start turning yellow, I immediately called a family meeting with the cats. Hooded pee-pee mama's pillow. Cats are all looking at each other, and they're trying to, you know, put their paw to the dog, you know, and I'm like, no. And Uzi's tushy sometimes is on my pillow. These cats do love the pillow. So, you know, pet tushies on the pillow is an epidemic. And they love the pillow, and so when you put your head on the pillow, you're probably putting your pillow on something that has, you know, kitty litter on it and remnants of that. But that's not why your pillow turns yellow. A very interesting article in Life Hacker talks about how these discolored pillows are not something to be ignored. They say there are several reasons. Obviously, sweat is a biggie. You know, when you sleep, you sweat. Makeup gets on the pillow. But, you know, I see a lot of, you know, pillow changes even in people that don't wear makeup. But they say a lot of it is the moisture that will seep in. It'll cause the stains. And then it's also your facial oils. So you have oil. You have drool. Some of you guys will notice a little baby circle on your pillow with a little line. Okay, that's drool. Now, some of you guys are like, well, who cares? And I tell the pillow gets that way, just put a pillowcase. You don't understand. If something has oil on it, if something has sweat, it's going to have bacteria. If something has drool or any sort of moisture that gets into it, there's going to be fungus that grows. Our pillows could be possibly absolutely disgusting. And for me, I also have, like little, sometimes fake eyelashes that so you see my little eyelashes that are on there. It's horrible. It's a mess. So I wash my pillow often. They say technically you should be washing your pillows at least twice a year. I would do it more often. If you see a discoloring, I would probably wash it every week. They say regardless of stains, twice a year, I'm telling you, wash it each week. Because it's, you know, you're getting, it's disgusting. They said when you're doing that, you're probably looking at the tag, following the care instructions, how to wash the pillow. Basically, you're going to do... They said you want to remove stains like you would with anything else. But they say along with your detergent, add 1/2 cup of bleach, 1/2 cup of borax. Then wash it, dry it. You could also spot treat stains. And I know you guys are like not even listening right now. You guys stopped listening. You know why you stopped listening? You're like, I'm not going to wash my pillow. If I put my pillow in the washing machine, it goes off center and it's going to boo, 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 boo. Or... it's going to get harder. If I put my pillow on, it's not going to have the shape I like. And I like how the shape of it. I know, you guys are already thinking that. You're also thinking if you stick your pillow in the washer, it's going to be wet and it's not going to dry in time for you to be in bed. I know. Well, there's a lot of reasons why you guys stop listening to me when I talk, but that's one of them. This is what I want you guys to do, and I get it. I get it because I have my favorite pillows. And when I wash those pillows and they come out of the dryer, they're not always dry and they're different. They're misshapen. And it takes me a good week to get them back to the way I need to be. So what you guys need to do, especially before Amazon raises their prices April 29th, remember they're adding that extra fuel charge, 5% fuel charge, all right, with Amazon? Maybe buy the pillows, get the pillows, and start breaking them in and have that pair, that spare. But, you know, a lot of you guys aren't breathing right. You know, I had a friend of mine who had said that she was getting headaches, she wasn't feeling well, her husband ripped out the carpet, put in tile, headaches went away. You know, a lot of us are getting sick by our own homes. I've spoken to you about that. Your curtains can make you sick. Your carpet can make you sick. Your pillow can make you sick. And by the way, for those of us that aren't very attractive and want our husbands to sleep with us, you know, if I'm lying there awake, and my head is on a pillow that's stained, you think I'm going to look attractive? Please. And I know you guys are like, well, just throw a pillowcase on it. I do put a pillowcase on it. But the cats like to go into the pillowcase. I like to hide in there. And then by the time I'm in there, the pillowcase is completely off. All right? You got to get clean pillows. And I get it. I get it. The new fresh white ones are just too plump. And they're too stiff, and I get that. But you're going to have to break them in. You still got to clean the stuff. In terms of your beds and your sheets, I really think a once-a-week washing, unless you get them dirty the night before, I think sheets should be cleaned often. And maybe it's because I have pets on my bed. I just don't like the cat hair. And, you know, when they use the litter box, and then they got the little poo-poo powder in their paws. And so I could tell when one of them just went potty because I get into bed and there's a little poo-poo powder in there because, you know, it sticks to their paws and stuff. It's ridiculous. And so you don't want to be sleeping in that stuff. Now, some of you guys have asked me, how do you stop drooling? Well, my problem is it all depends on who I dream about. You know, but, you know, if you go to bed thinking about something that is completely won't turn you on, that might help. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Oh, go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, obviously, in headlines, Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has gone to Kyiv to meet with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. I think the meeting lasted at least 3 hours, and they did commit to more aid. For some reason, and I don't understand this, I guess there are certain funds that Biden has access to. Those might be running out, and so they might tie it to the COVID-19 relief package. I don't understand why these bills are being mixed. If Ukraine needs aid, it's a separate bill. But they're saying they may tie it to the COVID relief package. Well, as you know, they're kind of fighting over Title 42 and immigration and all that. And so you have a package that's going to be mixed with immigration, mixed with COVID, and that's what they're going to tie the Ukrainian aid to, such that if Ukraine doesn't get aid, then they could blame whoever's stalling it in Congress. I don't like that. We're hearing the reason why the Biden administration says it needs more money for Ukraine now is that the administration has used its $2.45 billion out of the $3 billion in funding Congress authorized in presidential drawdown authority. And so Congress authorized $3 billion of that specific money when they passed the omnibus spending bill. So I guess Congress has passed $13.6 billion in aid for Ukraine when they passed their government funding package in March. That included increasing the specific pot of money the administration had at its discretion to spend for Ukraine to $3 billion. But the money is running out. After 6 weeks, the Biden administration has used up all but $50 million of a $3 billion pot. I would like to see some transparency of that money. I mean, I'm assuming it all went to Ukraine. I'd like to, you know, I think a lot of us would like to know for sure. So now they're wondering, they're discussing another supplemental package. But if they try to tag it on to COVID-19 relief and all that, that could be an absolute mess. So some of the developments now is, so Mariupol is still under siege, and people are trying to get those civilians out and evacuated. We are being told, we don't know how much we could believe them, but Russia's defense ministry said it will allow civilians to evacuate from Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol, according to a statement shared on Telegram and translated by Western outlets. Ukraine says no humanitarian corridor agreement has been reached. In fact, there's still been some back and forth on if Russia is going to allow there to be the ceasefire. A Russian diplomat says a ceasefire right now is unlikely. This is a deputy to Russia's ambassador to the UN, told the UN that a ceasefire in Ukraine is not a good option right now. They believe that Ukrainian forces are going to deploy chemical, biological, and tactical nuclear weapons in a false flag operation. You see what's going on here? We couldn't believe Russia. If Russia said, oh, we were attacked, we were being told by intelligence that they set that up to say they were attacked by Ukraine. Now Russia is saying Ukraine is going to launch these attacks, but say that Russia did it, meaning it's a... You can't believe anything that's coming out of their mouths. So if there is an attack, was it a false flag? Was it Ukraine doing it? Was it Russia? I mean, right now, it looks like Ukraine is all in defense mode. Yep. But here's the question a lot of people are asking. What is it like right now in Mariupol? What are these people going through? The people that are walled off right now in the steel mill and you know, troops, you know, fighting till their death and trying to defend the plant and protect the shelters. What is it like? Well, very interestingly, BBC has a piece on Oleksandr and Olena, who are two of the lucky few who were able to escape from Mariupol. As you know, Mariupol is almost under full Russian control. The city is effectively sealed off from the world. You can't get a lot of information because you don't have reporters in the area, but the pair have given chilling accounts of life in Russia's so-called, quote, filtration camps. These are set up outside of Mariupol. And Alexandra and Olena, speaking from Lviv, they were able to make it to Lviv, I'm sorry, said that they ended up at one of the centers when they tried to escape the city. After walking from their home to an evacuation point, they were driven to a Russian refugee hub at a former school in the village of Nikolsky, northwest of Mariupol. She said it was like a true concentration camp. He's 49 years old. And the centers have been compared by Ukrainian officials to those used during Russia's war in Chechnya, where thousands of Chechens were brutally interrogated and many, quote-unquote, disappeared. So Oleksandr and Olena, and again, they were trying to go to an evacuation point, but they get picked up by Russians, they're fingerprinted, photographed from all sides, interrogated for several hours by Russian security officers like in a prison. They worried that the Russians would look at their phones, and so they cleared all evidence from their devices of anything to do with Ukraine, including photos of their daughter in front of a Ukrainian flag. Oleksandr said during their interrogation, Russian security officers examined photographs, phone call history, and contact numbers on their devices for links with journalists or government military officials. If a person is suspected of being a, quote, Ukrainian Nazi, they took them to Donetsk for further investigation or murder. That's according to Oleksandr. Now, the BBC has not been able to verify this claim, but this is what one of the escapees said. It was very dangerous and risky. Any small doubt, any small resistance, and they could take you to the basements for interrogation or torture. Everybody was afraid to be taken to Donetsk. That's just like a concentration. This is, again, out of a World War II playbook. President Vladimir Putin has said the aims of his invasion is to clear Ukraine of Nazis, and Russian propaganda has made numerous baseless allegations that Ukraine is somehow aligned with Nazism, even though Vladimir Zelensky is Jewish. The pair were detained, put on a list for evacuation, but the ordeal didn't stop there. They slept in corridors without, well, elderly people, they said, were in corridors without mattresses or blankets. There was only one toilet and one sink for thousands of people. Dysentery began to spread. There was no way to wash or clean. It smelled extremely awful. Soap and disinfectant ran out on the second day they were there. No toilet paper, no sanitary pads for periods. Olena and Oleksandr were told they had permission to leave on the 148th evacuation bus, but a week later, just 20 buses had left the facility. There were many buses organized, though, to go to Russian territory. Authorities even tried to force the couple on a coach heading east, they said. In the end, Olena and Oleksandr felt compelled to seek the help of private drivers who they feared could be Russian or collaborators. They said, we didn't have a choice, either by forcibly deported to Russia or risk it with these private drivers. And I'm not sure how they got a hold of one, but their driver managed to get them through, get them from their filtration camp to the Russian-occupied city of Berdansk through fields, dirt roads, narrow pathways, behind all checkpoints. They didn't have the proper documents to pass a Russian inspection. They spent 3 days looking for a route out before finding another driver who was willing to risk everything to get them to Ukrainian-controlled territory. He managed to get around 12 Russian checkpoints and safely deliver them to Zaporizhia. The couple then took an overnight train to Lviv. So, again, this is not a story from 1939. This is 2022. They arrived in Lviv, and they met up with another couple who were able to flee Mariupol. They were boarding a coach to a smaller city to western Ukraine. And again, this is their account. You know, we can't confirm it, but I just don't see how they could lie. They say the filtration camps were like ghettos. Russians divide people into groups who are suspected of having connections with the Ukrainian army, territorial defense, journalists, workers from the government. It's very dangerous for them. They take those people to prisons in Donetsk, torture them. All right. When World War II was happening and the Holocaust was happening and concentration camps, as we read about them post-World War II, we're like, why didn't anybody do anything to stop it? If the world knew, well, the world didn't know. The world didn't know there were concentration camps, even though there was evidence of railroads and many countries didn't do anything. Okay, how many more accounts do people need to know about these camps? There are camps. We're just going to watch and wait? So, we'll give you guys some more, you know, highlights of what's going on over there. But it's, where the hell is the UN? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is sharing his reaction to a weekend trip by the United States Secretaries of Defense and State to Ukraine. That's what President Biden said when he was asked about the journey Lloyd Austin and Anthony Blinken made to the war-torn nation. Their trip came 2 months into the war between Russia and Ukraine. Biden also telling reporters he feels good about French President Macron's re-election victory. Another COVID funding package is on the table as lawmakers return from a two-week recess. Senate negotiators are close to a final agreement on a $10 billion package to continue federal funding for vaccines, treatments, and testing. The White House calls it an urgent necessity. President Biden originally asked for more than $22 billion. And you're listening to USA Radio News. A tunnel fire in Arizona has burned through residential areas and is only about 3% contained. In a neighborhood outside of Flagstaff, Arizona, one man says he's helping his neighbor, a Vietnam vet, recoup after losing his home in the fire.
A man that I've known for 20-some-odd years, his life is upside down, and there's nothing I could do.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, he says authorities say he should have acted sooner to stop the fire from spreading uncontained. Firefighters say strong winds have played a part in slowing down their efforts. The search continues for Texas National Guardsman Bishop Evans. The 22-year-old soldier went missing after jumping into the Rio Grande Friday morning in an attempt to save the lives of two illegal immigrants who were attempting to enter the United States illegally. Police say the illegal immigrants were drug smugglers. Evans is presumed to have drowned. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we do have another Ebola outbreak. Now, this is very, very small. They called it an outbreak once one case was identified. So I don't think we all have to freak out, but it just kind of reminds us that we have bigger, badder viruses out there that just don't go away. So Ebola is Ebola hemorrhagic fever. Much more severe than COVID, much more severe than a lot of viruses, and has a very high fatality rate. A new case has been detected in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Healthcare experts are saying, quote, time is not on our side. Health authorities, according to openaccessgovernment.org, health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo said that a single case was confirmed in, Mebandaka, a city in the northwestern Ecuador province. The patient is a 31-year-old man who first experienced symptoms April 5th. He was admitted for treatment on April 21st, sadly died later on the same day. Healthcare workers are investigating the source of the Ebola outbreak while tracing contacts. As they said, time is not on our side. So the reason why is he experienced symptoms on April 5th, but didn't come for treatment or wasn't admitted for treatment, wasn't able to get treatment until April 21st. That's 16 days of him possibly being around others before he was diagnosed. And so anybody he was around, especially since it killed him, and he's only 31, so, you know, the chance of him being, you know, a more healthier, younger patient is there. So it's very, very concerning. And they're even saying the disease is at a two-week head start. We are now playing catch-up. The positive news is that the health authorities in the Democratic Republic of Congo have more experience than anyone else in the world at controlling Ebola outbreaks quickly. So as you remember, Ebola was first discovered or documented, shall we say. It could have been around much longer, in 1976. And it was near the Ebola River. That's why they call it Ebola. I wonder if they'll eventually change it, because, interestingly, you know how with the variants, rather than calling it the UK strain or the South African strain, they immediately change it to Alpha and Beta and then Delta for the India strain. I wonder if they're later going to change Ebola, because, again, when you hear Ebola, and many diseases were named after, I mean, the Spanish flu. I mean, they were named after places they thought were associated with it. And I'm sure they're going to eventually, you know, consider changing that name. But right now, it was named because of the Ebola River in what is now known as modern-day Democratic Republic of Congo. The virus has surfaced across other African countries. The death mortality rate, I've seen 60%, 70%. Now they think they have it down to about 25 to 50%. The outbreak back in 2014 and 2016 took 11,325 lives, obviously spanning over 2.5 years. There is an Ebola vaccine called Ervebo. It was licensed in November 2019 by the European Medicines Agency, the U.S. FDA, following this decision in December. Burundi, Central African Republic, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Ghana, Guinea, Rwanda, Uganda, and Zambia have all approved the vaccine. And there's also the treatment, ZMAP. They have Zabendo, Mavbia, and those are for individuals 1 year older. And that's given in two separate doses. Zabendo is given first, and then Mavbia is given 8 weeks later for a second dose. And then they believe people are going to be protected by the use of the ring vaccination strategy, they call it. So the country has the Ebola vaccine, which is available in Goma, Kinshasa. Vaccines are going to be sent to Mbandaka and administered through ring vaccination strategy, where contacts and contacts of contacts are vaccinated to curb the spread of the virus and protect people from dying. They could do ring vaccination when it's in a small outbreak form. Once you get to epidemic or pandemic, that's when they do mass vaccination. But I don't think they have enough. So I don't know what supply they have. So ring vaccination allows for more precision. Again, though, this guy has been running, had been, you know, around others for 16 days. You know, who knows how many he could have exposed and how many they could have exposed. So, anybody who was vaccinated during the 2020 outbreak are going to be re-vaccinated. Apparently there was a small 2020 outbreak. So, you know, Ebola, as we've also said, may never leave the body once it enters. Remember Dr. Ian Crozier? He had fought Ebola back in 2015, discharged, and then a couple months later, he suffered a severe eye infection. Ebola was lurking in the eye. Researchers from United States Army Medical Research Institute of Infectious Diseases have found Ebola virus in macaque primates to persist in the brain for years, despite them getting monoclonal antibody treatment. So if applied to humans, this could suggest that once you have it, you always have it. And that's a problem in terms of reinfecting others. And so, thank God, we've had Ebola now for over 50 years, and we don't have any more huge outbreaks like we had in 2014, 2016. However, if those 11, if the thousands of people that did get it during that outbreak still have it, then we could still have these little outbreaks smolder. 28,000 people were allegedly infected with it, killed about 11,300, and the epidemic was one of the worst in Ebola's history. It's a virus in the flavivirus family. It causes hemorrhagic fever with fever, body aches, headaches, sore throat. It can progress to nausea, vomiting, liver disease, kidney issues, internal and external bleeding. That's why it's called hemorrhagic. And then it's interesting because there's one source said it could result in death in 90% of the cases. Things have gotten a little better. Hopefully this doesn't turn into anything, aggressive. It fascinates me how Africa can do such a good job, you know, on kind of, you know, keeping this curbed. Meanwhile, you see what China's doing, and they're trying to have a zero COVID policy, and they just, you know, they're struggling. They say the China COVID death toll has been rising. They're also kicking off mass testing now after a spike. They still have Shanghai in severe lockdown, but Beijing has now kicked off mass testing for millions of residents for COVID. The Chaoyang district reported 26 cases over the weekend, the highest number so far in Beijing's latest surge. Okay, we've had a hell of a lot more in America, but again, is China telling us, you know, the real number? There's been long lines outside supermarkets and shops, even though government has assured there's been sufficient food. They've heard what happened in Shanghai, and I think they're scared. They don't want to be on lockdown like Shanghai. 25 million people in Shanghai have been shut off in their homes for weeks, not having enough food, worried that their animals are going to be killed, and not being able to leave their apartment or home. Apparently, 3.5 million residents in Chaoyang, Beijing's most populous district, will undergo three rounds of mass testing. And that scares people because they're like, please don't be positive, please don't be positive. But now people are hoarding essential supplies. We'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so one of our listeners wanted me to talk about, and I'm no lawyer, so I'm not going to be able to explain this very well, but why such a case is going on between Depp and Amber Heard, and how Amber Heard has a case. Let me clarify what's going on. The trial is Johnny Depp is suing Amber Heard. It's Amber Heard is not, she, there's a countersuit. But the trial that is currently going on right now is a defamation trial where Johnny Depp has claimed that an op op-ed that Amber Heard wrote in the Washington Post demonized Johnny Depp using, without mentioning his name, spoke up about sexual violence and spoke up against domestic violence. And so even though she didn't mention Johnny Depp, it was, I guess, implied. Now, I'm no legal specialist, but lawyers have said, usually a defamatory statement, because that's what the lawsuit's about, defamation, needs to contain a false statement of fact to be actionable, but a statement can also be defamatory by implication under certain circumstances. That's according to David Lynn, an attorney in New York who specializes in defamation law, and he told Newsweek, this is what he told Newsweek. So basically, this, you know, he said, she said, starts to be blurred when you have a piece, and I have not read the op-ed, maybe you guys have, that goes into her domestic abuse, and it's when you, I guess, if the timeline suggests when she was with Johnny Depp, and there's been much establishment of those two being together and having a very tumultuous marriage, then it appears she was then defaming the person she was in that relationship with, hence Johnny Depp. What the defense is doing, and again, this is Johnny Depp, is his team is suing her for defaming him in this piece. The defense is trying to say that it wasn't defamation because it happened. Look at all these texts. Look at all these. And so one such text, where Johnny Depp was saying, if I don't walk away, it's going to be a bloodbath. And you don't necessarily, I haven't heard yet, and I could be missing it, you haven't ever heard Johnny Depp say, I hit you. But there's a lot of implications, and so, you know, the attorneys for Johnny Depp is like, well, bloodbath. A bloodbath is, I mean, how many times have people talked about working in academia as a bloodbath? Or working in the media is a bloodbath. It's a figurative term. Doesn't really mean they punched and hit each other. You hear arguing. There's a lot of evidence of Johnny Depp's drug use, but these lawyers are going to have to, you know, the defense lawyers are going to have to prove that there was evidence that he hurt her. The texts don't help Johnny Depp at all. They already tried to establish Johnny Depp's line by him saying that Amber Heard cut his finger off, but then there were a couple texts where he told the doctor, I cut my finger off. So that doesn't put Johnny Depp in the best light. None of these put them in the best light. Amber Heard's going to be taking the stand. I'm not sure when. But for Johnny Depp to win, alright, that he was defamed when Amber Heard did not mention the name, then it has to, and we're talking about one piece, one written piece, right? It has to be so obvious that it was Johnny Depp and so false. The defense, all they have to do is say, look, she never used his name. And there was domestic abuse. This is what they are going to probably say. So if there was domestic abuse, even if she did mention your name, it's true. So it looks like the defense is struggling. You even see, I got a picture of the judge with her hands up because, oh my gosh, the objections and the hearsay and all that. But the defense's job is a little easier than the prosecution's job. Johnny Depp's job saying that he was defamed, that, you know, she said he did things to her that he didn't do. He now basically is on trial for, one, where does it say that it was you, and two, you know, did you ever have any violence or any, you know. Now, he did admit to assaulting some couches and cupboards. And so far in the videos, that's all we have. You know, or that's all, you know, the public has seen. but it is a it's very hard to watch. One is, I mean, you know, Johnny Depp has been a fantastic actor, and you know, when you grow up with him and his movies, you know, you really appreciate him as an artist. So it's really hard to see the allegations of passing out, the drugs, the you know, his going into his history as a child, and you know, all the turmoil that he had. It's not easy. Not to mention, it's really hard to listen to Amber plead with him to not hurt himself. You know, hearing the back and forth in the videos, and also the fact that Amber, I mean, was she, you know, orchestrating the conversation? You know, I mean, just the videotaping and the audio taping. I mean, it really makes people kind of paranoid that for years was she, you know, racking up evidence. Now, again, I mean, sometimes, you know, if somebody is a victim, and I'm not, you know, saying she is, but in general, if somebody is a victim of domestic abuse, sometimes that's the only thing they can do because nobody will believe them, or they are so afraid of that when they do speak out, they do escape from that relationship, they need, you know, the police to protect them, so they bring them proof. So this is very difficult to watch. I hope he didn't hit her. I hope she didn't hit him, but it sounds like it has been a Lollapalooza of toxicity. And according to his text, it sounds like that he was abused as well. He couldn't take her anymore. And of course, you know, we're hearing videotapes from her. You're not going to hear, you know, her haranguing him. You're going to hear her go, please don't do this, please. You know, you're going to hear her get caught, which to me would have been also a red flag. If somebody's taping you and then all of a sudden they change their tone and they look like a good guy, you're like, wait a second, what the hell is going on here? You know? So, yeah. But I'm watching this, you know, very interestingly, and it is very intriguing, and I think one of the most shocking things about this trial is and I've said this before, when the defense attorney is reading the text messages of Johnny Depp calling her the C word, using the F word and all that, you're watching it on social media, and there's no censorship. It is just blank, blank, blank. You hear it all. And I'm still blown away that all these social media outlets or YouTube and all that, they censor everything else. Yeah, you know, and you can't say, I told you guys, I had posted a picture of the high gas prices, and I joked around going, I need a sugar daddy. Boom. Got blocked for a month. Luckily, they reversed it. But I'm like, what triggered it? Was it the gas? Was it the... And a friend of mine said, yeah, they had used the term sugar daddy. If you use sugar daddy, boom. That term completely locks you up. It's in the algorithm for being locked up. Yet the C word, the F word, those, I mean, yeah. Hypocrisy. 1-877-DOCBELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extend your life with
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries,
What do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.